Hi everybody, this is Tracy. Today we're going to talk about pet names and what they actually mean when a narcissist calls you one. If your name is Richard and suddenly the new person in your life is calling you Richie, or maybe you're Robert and they start to call you Bobby. How about Christine and they start to call you Chrissy? These names and this type of thing that they're doing, giving you a pet name, is claiming a sense of intimacy that they haven't quite earned yet. But it generally flatters someone when you hear this pet name they're going to call you and identify you with. And so we let them call us that. But what we have done is we have let them cross our boundaries before, like, the gate is even open. If you think about it, by them calling you a name that isn't really your name and not speaking up for it, you are showing them, yeah, it's okay. I can be bent. I can break the rules a little here. And you're giving them an entitlement to that sense of familiarity. And they're treating you like family, but they haven't earned that right either. Maybe your brothers and sisters called you Sammy when your name was Samantha. And you might have even told the narcissist that. Suddenly they go, I'm going to call you that. All of this is just another decoy. Don't be fooled by it. But look back at maybe the reason that they might be doing this. Remember, a narcissist's goal is to get you under their control. Get you where you are giving up your boundaries. Don't let it start with a name. If your name is Robert, stick to Robert and hold on to that. Don't let them go down the Bobby road. I have to admit, I always had pet names and little cutesy names and names for my husband and boyfriend that was just part of this sort of love thing. But now that I understand it, I kind of get sick of the idea. I kind of get sick of the idea that someone would violate you in a way that isn't really your name. It also helps them separate from whom they're with. As I know that my narcissist would create different little love names for different love kittens in his life. It's the same thing that they are doing to you. By just creating this fake thing, it helps them keep them in mind. They don't have to actually remember your name if they're inventing a name for you. So that's all I got, really. It's a short one. I just thought I would share this tip with you because calling someone by a name is really all designed to give you this false sense of intimacy. And they haven't earned it yet. So don't let them get away with it. This is Tracy. That's all I've got. Visit my website, narcissistabusesupport.com, if you're looking for more resources. I also have these awesome new mugs. I'm a cert thriver. And then it says, remember the lesson, forget the pain. You can get them on my website. Not that I'm selling you stuff, but I think they're pretty darn cool. All right, that's all I've got today. Have a great day. This is Tracy. See you next time.